At the same time that the Biden administration is still trying to forgive tons of student loans, well, President Joe Biden's Department of Education is jeopardizing access to future financial aid for millions of college students and their families by creating a website that no one seems to be able to use. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is, she's been here a few times before on the show, and she is an assistant editor at Reason Magazine, a colleague of mine, and increasingly the person that I turn to whenever I want to understand what's going on with the kids these days. It's Emma Camp. Emma, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Emma's also just recently been named one of the 25 Voices of Freedom by Fire. So that's very exciting. She's everywhere, very busy. We appreciate her giving us some of her time here today. Emma, look, I remember being in college. It's a little fuzzy these days, honestly, but I do remember filling out the FAFSA. That's the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's the form that you have to fill out if you want to get any type of federal student aid, as it sounds like. I remember it being kind of annoying, but it sounds like it's actually gotten more than just annoying this year.
Yes. This year, filling out the FAFSA has become downright impossible for a lot of people. So, yes, as you were saying before, the FAFSA is the financial aid form that is required for anybody seeking federal grants and loans. But not just that. Almost every single college, private and public, requires a FAFSA form, and they use that to calculate their own financial aid packages. So a lot of times if you apply to schools, your college will offer you some amount of financial aid. That is almost always comes from filling out a FAFSA. So these forms are very important. Just about anybody who has gone to college in the past few decades or has a child who has filled out one of these forms. And every year, about 15 million people or more end up filling it out. So this is a really huge thing in a lot of people's lives. But in 2020, Congress passed this really huge bill, and part of that bill was a requirement to simplify the FAFSA form. And on its face, it sounds like a pretty good idea. As you mentioned, it is kind of a long and complicated form where you have to put in a lot of financial information, and the idea of making that simpler seems great, right? Well, the Education Department really fumbled the ball with the execution here. So they did a soft launch of the form on New Year's Eve of 2023, which was about 2 months later than they normally release the form. And they called it a soft launch because a lot of people couldn't even get into it at all. It was only periodically available. And so they released it 2 months later than they normally do. But they did move up the deadline. And even after they released it, it was just incredibly buggy. People would have such a hard time just getting into the form. If they accidentally clicked the wrong box, they couldn't unclick it or the form wouldn't work for them. There was a really long time where students who didn't have Social Security numbers, or rather their parents didn't have Social Security numbers, these are usually students with undocumented parents, were unable to complete the form. And because of this, a lot of people didn't fill out the form. At the deadline, which happened at the end of May, FAFSA completions were down 13.5%, which is well over a million people not filling out this form that is really necessary to go to college, because colleges have these massively inflated sticker prices that almost nobody pays. So if you don't fill out the FAFSA, you end up getting stuck with this price that you're not really meant to pay.
It sounds like a mess. I'm having flashbacks to the rollout of the Obamacare website of healthcare.gov, which of course was plagued for months and years with problems like this. We're now getting a sense of how significant this the impact of this failed rollout could be. The piece you wrote for Reason Today talks about the number of, there's a potentially a huge drop in the number of kids who'll be attending college next year. Now maybe that's a good thing. That's a whole other debate for another day. But there's real ramifications here that are starting to filter in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is probably the largest government tech-related like website bungle since healthcare.gov. It's just a huge, frustrating mess. And this is a problem for a lot of colleges because college financial aid offices rely on these forms to give kids accurate information of their financial aid packages. And so a lot of people were staring down this May 1st deadline, which is the deadline that most colleges use for when you have to commit to them, without having financial aid packages or not knowing if their financial aid package is way bigger than it's supposed to be. And so they're just not getting an accurate view of how much they're going to be on the hook for when it comes to getting a college education. And this is also a problem for a lot of smaller schools because there was sort of a post-recession or like post-2008 crash birth rate decline. And so a lot of small schools have just are starting to struggle with getting students to enroll because there aren't enough students, period. And then if you have a bunch of kids who aren't going to college who might have otherwise because they didn't fill out this form, it creates this self-fulfilling mess that leads a lot of small colleges to close.
Yeah, it seems like it's bad for the schools, obviously bad for the students, complicated and frustrating for parents as well, I'm sure. We're chatting with Emma Camp. She's an assistant editor at Reason.com. She's been following the mess with the FAFSA rollout this year. That's the form that students have to fill out to get student aid. Emma, not a lot of time left here, but real quick, do we have any sense of what's ultimately behind this, who the culprit is? Is this just a typical government incompetence, or is there something more acute than that?
So the actual cause is not super clear. It was probably rushed. However, a last beat that I will add is there isn't a lot of indication that things are going to be better next year. Normally, the FAFSA has a sort of preview that goes out earlier in the year, and they were not on time. And I can't remember off the top of my head whether they've even released that preview, but even if they've released it now, they will have released it several months late. So that basically means that there's an indication that there are a lot of problems with next year's form. So this might continue for a couple more years, which is even worse news.
Yeah, real mess. Of course, some college students getting their loans forgiven. Others would just like to get their loans, would just like the federal form to work.
Or would just like their college to give them money, right?
Yeah, exactly. This affects, right, not just the federal loans, but the private ones as well. That's an important point there as well. We're unfortunately out of time for today, but this is a real mess. You can read more about it via Emma's coverage at Reason.com. Emma, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thanks so much.
And again, that's Emma Camp. She's an assistant editor at Reason. Again, check out her work there on free speech issues, on the FAFSA problems, and on a host of other topics that she covers for us. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.